Let's go.
The most energetic, fit, and stress-resilient people on the planet practice daily habits to keep their hormones balanced, their gut healthy, and their muscles and mind strong. Welcome to That Fitness Couple. We're Mike and Corey Beth Lepowski, founders of Pure Physique.
This podcast is designed to provide you with everything we've discovered and continue to discover about nutrition, training, and lifestyle. Today, we all live hectic lives.
So we've made it our mission to make your fitness time efficient and to build you up. Hope you share and enjoy. Let's dive into today's episode.
Let's go.
All right, today we're going to be talking about the shame cycle of success. And you may be thinking, wait a second, there's shame in success. And this really came off the heels of a conversation I had with a longtime client. She and her husband worked with Mike and I. They both had amazing success. She lost 30 pounds and has kept it off for 14 months. And just this past week, I got a call that, quite frankly, I was waiting for from her. And it was, hey, I need some help. And it was a lot of her not feeling good about where she was because she started to slip and she started to fall and fail. And she, at the end of this phone call, felt a lot better. But of course, she said, are you disappointed in me? Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, the only thing I'm disappointed in is that I didn't better prepare you for this journey. And so I said, I'd love to turn this into a podcast episode, to which she said, I think that's a great idea. So here we are.
All right. I mean, I'm excited about this because, you know, oftentimes when we're working with people, all we're really thinking about is the next step, right? We're thinking about what's in front of them, reaching that goal. And oftentimes people do reach that goal, which is outstanding. But then there is that, well, what's happening from here? And I think that we can all do a better job as coaches preparing people for that, because obviously if everything that we're doing from a health and nutrition perspective is intended to be lifetime driven, meaning this is going to be something that we employ for the rest of our lives, there are other ups and downs that come along with that journey. And many times we're only thinking about the problems that are right in front of us in terms of how do I get to that goal? And then of course, we see many times people backslide a little bit. And I think this is going to be awesome because this should help many, many people start thinking even further ahead, which is ultimately what we need to do.
Yeah. And listen, we always say that any program can help someone find or achieve success. But I personally, I know you believe too, that the success of a coach, mentor, or fitness program is not how much weight you can help someone to lose. It's how long can you teach them to keep that off for? And everything that we stand by are, first of all, things that we utilize ourselves, but it's, we want people to have this for the rest of their life. And so I think that's really important when you look for a program.
Well, that, and I think the more important part is it's the mindset perspective, that mindset piece, because you can provide everybody all the tools they need to have long-term success. And I think that, you know, we do a good job with people in terms of providing those tools, but there is always that missing element of, okay, you have the tools. How are you going to utilize them? When do you utilize them? And when is it time that you have to reassess what you're doing and start thinking ahead about, again, all the different ways to utilize these tools that you've been given?
Agree. So here we go. I've put these into four categories. It's something I've been thinking about a lot, especially as I personally went through bodybuilding as a woman. There's a lot of emotions that come up for women. So I'm just going to blanket talk to women. You can definitely interject if you ever experience this too, but I've given these four cycles in the shame cycle of success names. And so, you know, if you feel yourself fit into this category, awesome. I don't have research to back this up. I just have lots of experience and client experience, and I think it's pretty accurate. So let's start with the first one. And the first stage after you've reached success is when you start to slip, when you start to incorporate back in the sugar, the cookie, the alcohol, the cigarette, whatever it is hiding. We initially as humans want to hide our shortcomings. And so we will rationalize, you know, it's not a big deal. We haven't put the 30 or the 50 pounds back on. So it's okay to have this drink, have this cookie, have this thing, but we don't want anyone to know about it. So it's this cycle of hiding. Have you ever been there?
I can't say that I've been there because I think going into everything that you do with a plan is important. And I think that just for me personally, in terms of approaching that goal, I felt like I built strong enough habits that when I came out of it, even if I were to slip up, if you will, I didn't view it as this is going to be a long-term thing. It's an occasional thing. And just with that mindset, I think I've not really had to deal with the feeling that many people have, which is like, this has been a big problem for me for a long time. Yeah. And so for them, maybe it is a bigger deal when those things come back in or they show up again. Whereas I think for those of us who, you know, we're not dealing with any type of addiction, whether it be to sugar, to alcohol, to anything like that, those little things are just like, oh, it came up for a moment and then we can move past it.
Okay. No, I would agree with that. I would challenge it in this aspect. You know, the first stage of like, okay, we start to have success in some area. And then when we do not live up to that level of success, either for ourselves or maybe in the minds of others, is we'll want to hide that thing. So for me, financially, years ago, I remember getting a credit card and paying my credit card and getting my credit card, paying the credit card, you know, and I stayed on top of it. And then I got to a point where I racked up some credit card debt. And I remember like, I did not want anyone to know about that. And it wasn't until probably like a year later, I was talking to my best friend and she was like, oh my gosh, I went through credit card debt and I had this program that I went through. And I'm like, wait, you too? Like, it's not just me. Oh my gosh. You know, because I wanted to hide that. I didn't want people to think I wasn't successful or that I had this vice, really. And so she ended up putting me in touch with that credit card program. And I was able to get onto a plan, pay off my credit card in full. It felt so good to do it, but it never would have happened had I not had that conversation with her. You know, she was brave enough to bring it up. So I hid in that regard. And I think that that is common. So my challenge to you is, have you ever experienced something like that? Maybe not with health and fitness, where you wanted to hide that you were not doing what you expected of yourself or others expected of you.
Yes, I could definitely say from a non-fitness perspective, yes, you're happy. You can applaud and everybody else can too.
Again, I look at this over hundreds of people, you know, and I can't help but think that we are similar in a lot of ways. It's maybe Absolutely. We just don't recognize. So the first stage in this cycle, the shame cycle of success, is hiding. We want to hide. We don't want people to know about it. The next step is once you come out of hiding, you will go into what I call the justification stage. And this was a big one for me nutritionally. And in this stage, you share your shortcomings. So you're no longer hiding them. You're okay saying, you know, oh my gosh, I ate the cookie, I had the drink, I did the thing, but you use it as a form of justification to continue doing it. Mm. So for me, what this looked like was I had a little bit of ice cream and then I would go on a coaching call and share with the women like, okay, we don't have to be perfect. Like I had a little bit of ice cream. And then because I shared that, I was like, well, then I can have some ice cream because I told people I did it. Have you ever been there?
There, I definitely have been. And I think what's interesting is, you know, I'm going to come from the coach's perspective for a moment. Also, when I've been there, that's when I was most lax with other people who were doing these things.
Yes.
And giving them the, I guess it's not a big deal. It's only once. It's this and that. So that I can completely relate to because for me, it was in-season bodybuilding or in competition prep, very diligent, doing all the right things. And those were my then expectations for others. There was no leeway because I was doing these things to the nth degree. And my expectation was, well, if you're dedicated to your goal, you're going to do them to the nth degree also. But coming off of that, when there was the ice cream and the occasional cookie here and there, they would come with those same exact scenarios, but yes. Just a difference of 6 to 9 months later. And it was like, yeah, I get it. It's okay. Not a big deal.
It is so interesting. You know, I used to say to Mike when we were like in the depths of a bodybuilding season, I'm like, gosh, I really want sushi. And he's like, we're not having sushi right now. I'm like, okay, you know, it's just me, you know, oh gosh, I really want some chocolate. And he's like, we're not eating chocolate. We're not having wine. You know, like whatever it is, you were so dedicated where had I not had that level of accountability, which is the next phase we're going to walk through. I don't know that I would have stuck with it and made it to the stage. I'm going to say I probably wouldn't have. So thanks, you know, for keeping me on point.
Hey, we hope you're enjoying our show and finding it valuable. If you could do us a quick favor, it would mean the world to us. Please take a moment to rate and review our podcast on your favorite platform. Your reviews help us reach more people and share our message. Plus, we'd love to hear your feedback. Thanks for being awesome and supporting us. Now, back to the show.
But once we come out of that sharing for justification, like I'm sharing this with you so that it justifies me doing it, the next stage that we reach, and this is one where I feel like I'm living in right now, it's sharing your, it's called accountability, but it's sharing your shortcomings for the accountability. So on a most recent coaching call, you know, I had had some ice cream with our kids and I was like, I felt terrible after that. You know, I didn't feel great. It was just, it was a choice that I made. It was a decision. I don't feel any shame about it. But in this progression, we're no longer sharing for justification. We're sharing for that level of accountability. You know, and I've come to you, Mike, and been like, you know, I really want to work on XYZ. And, you know, I could definitely count on him to keep me accountable. But that's the reason for our sharing. And that's a really powerful place to get to.
No, I agree. And I think that's really important. And you have to be real with people that, you know, you're not seeking out their justification. And this is where having, you know, even if it's not a coach, it's having good friends or family members. Maybe that's not usually the best option, family members, but having those good friends where you can lean upon them for accountability. You know, that reminder, the reason why you decided not to do this was because, and that's what you need. And that's what like a good friend would do, is that they're not going to shame you for doing it. It's kind of giving that, you know, with a little bit of a grin, like, just remember,
you said
you wanted to do this. And I'm just here to remind you. And you know that they're doing it in out of a place of love. Wow. And so it could be accepted. So I think that accountability is obviously a major, major key for somebody having long-term success.
Yeah. Well, there is a final stage here. And this is one that I haven't yet gotten to, but it's one that I believe because I've seen it in others. And it's the fourth and final stage of wisdom. And so once we come out of all of the shame of like, oh my gosh, I'm not doing the right thing, or I'm falling short, or I'm not as great as I think I should be, or am I disappointing myself or others? It's a stage of wisdom. And in this wisdom stage, you no longer feel the need to share. You know inside and internally what it is that you are doing correctly, what you're falling short in, but you'll mentor when needed. So it's waiting for that perfect opportunity when someone comes to you. Like, I went to my best friend and I was like, you know, so like credit cards, you know, and she was like, oh my gosh, like I went through that in this program. You know, it's the stage of wisdom. So I think that in each category of life, you know, finances, relationship, health and fitness, you can be at a different level. And I think that that's fine. But this stage of wisdom, you're like the wise sage that's like, Mike, let me tell you about this time I did bodybuilding, and like, here's the challenge I ran into. It's going to be okay. And I mean, listen, that's a stage I aspire to get to, but I've seen it in a lot of successful people.
I mean, I think we all aspire to get to that stage. And, you know, very likely anyone who's listening or watching this right now is probably at that stage in some area of their life. And the goal is to get there in as many. I mean, I don't think we're ever going to arrive to that point of wisdom in all stages. I think the only person that ever did in human history was Solomon.
And Jesus.
And that's it. but you know, I mean, like Solomon was considered like the wisest person ever to live. Jesus had an advantage. He was God. So, you know, I think you have to use
true human.
Yeah. Fine. So you have Solomon. And I think with all of us, what happens is we should be aspiring to that place of Solomon, but just know that, yeah, we have shortcomings and we may need help along the journey. And there's no shame in seeking out that help in whichever area that you are falling into one of these earlier stages in. Mm-hmm. And that's certainly what we've done. And although we can sit on this side as, you know, the fitness and the nutrition coaches, we have definitely had and then still sit on the other side when it comes to other areas of our life. And I think that's important for people to realize that there is no shame in being at any one of these stages and feeling like you need a little bit more help. And I just want to go back to the accountability one for a moment. That is the value of being in a community, because you will always have that accountability. And it's just interesting from my perspective, when I'm in one of our studios and, you know, we're conducting one of our group sessions, and usually they're small, so it's very intimate. People get to know each other and you hear people voicing the things that they did. And it's just interesting sometimes to sit back and say, why are they saying that right now? Are they looking for the extra layer of accountability to get them back on track? Is it because they're feeling shame and they feel like they need to unload their heart
and justify and
get the input of others who are maybe doing the same thing or in the same place that they are? And I really find it, you know, comical in the moment, but I love what you've laid out here because it makes it very real. Like, I hope that anyone who is in any of our studios who's listening to this right now and does that from time to time will now actually think about why am I doing it? You know, and I think that's the big key is wisdom really is just awareness. It's being aware of why you do the things that you do or why people do the things that they do. And then you can always approach each situation from that point of view that they're saying this because, you know, or they're crying out and I recognize it because of the language that they're using or the tone in which they say it. Once we start to recognize that, then that's when we can truly, you know, help ourselves as well as help others.
Yeah. Well, I think that that's it. You know, we are our own best advocate for ourselves and we are the only ones that can change us. You know, I always say like the medical field does not necessarily care about your health. Of course, you're going to find amazing doctors. I have a really good doctor friend and she really cares about her patients, you know, but at the end of the day, there's only so much she can do from the medical field. There's only so much we can do from the fitness field. It's you are the only one that can really have massive change for yourself in your own life. And the last point I want to make on these four stages of the shame cycle of success is this. Can you toggle two stages at once? And I believe yes. You know, I think that depending on who you're speaking with, you could be in that hiding phase, but then you have like that really good friend that you want to go move into the justification stage with. So you can be in a toggle point. And then the last is, can you skip stages? And depending on what it is, I do want to say yes. You know, the thing when you said about this wisdom stage, like we've seen other people, you know, what I think about is one of the hardest things that we've gone through, which I know is not relevant, but I think it's important for someone listening. Is when we lost a baby, it's my first stage was hiding. Like I didn't want anyone to know that that happened. I felt like I did something wrong. You know, it's all of the normal things that a woman will go through. And like looking at these, I'm like, oh my gosh, I never realized that. But I didn't move through justification or accountability. It took months of healing to then move into wisdom. And there's so many times that women will either hear that, they'll see a post, they'll see a reel, or maybe they'll hear this podcast and be like, oh my gosh, like you guys are so healthy. You know, how does that happen? And the wisdom is there's something that you didn't do, you know, like there's not always something I should say that you didn't do or that you did do. Sometimes it's just the way things happen, you know? And so I hated going through that phase of our marriage and our life. But I love the strength and the faith and the growth that we had from that and being able to be a light. So I just want to encourage you listening, whatever it is that you're walking through, understand that if you're in hiding, next for you, there may be justification or maybe you move into a stage of accountability. That could be cool. But once you get to accountability, you're no longer sharing to justify your actions. You're actually sharing for accountability. And then there is that phase. Like I said, in health and fitness right now, I can't wait to get to the phase of wisdom where, you know, I can share when it's needed. I don't feel the need to share, but, you know, when someone is struggling, we can be there to lift them up and build them up. And that really is at the core of everything that we do.
I'm just going to leave everybody with this. In order to get to that stage of wisdom, you're going to walk through difficult things. And as soon as we start to recognize that walking through difficult things isn't a bad thing, yeah. You know, being in these situations like that client had where she had some great success, has been able to maintain it, and now she's walking through a hard time in terms of being able to make this absolutely permanent from now until the end. Walking through that is what's going to make you stronger, but it's going to give you the wisdom to help others in the end.
Thanks for tuning in. If you're a busy working parent like us, you understand the daily challenges. Our mission is to make exercise and nutrition simple and exciting, helping you and your family thrive even on the busiest days. We've got a fantastic free 5-day online challenge that's tailor-made for super busy people like you.
If you like a high-vibe workout environment with professional coaching, swing by one of our franchise studios for a free intro workout.
Check the show notes for details or head on over to purephysique.com when you have a moment. We know those moments are rare.
Until next time, lift weights, eat meat, and never forget, you were created on purpose for a purpose.
Mixed and edited by Desmond McNeese for We Mixed It, LLC. Go to whatsoundsawesome.com.